Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. Time now for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. As we do every Thursday, we welcome in Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
Today, you've got more data about the vaccination levels, various zip codes in Mendocino County, but we're going to start with a discussion of the difference between a third dose of the vaccine versus a booster.
Yes, there's a difference. I want to make sure that it's really understood that right now there is a recommendation for people with certain conditions, diagnoses, transplants. It's on the CDC website. You can find it. Those folks need a third dose of the vaccine to have a complete series to be fully vaccinated and fully protected from the virus. So it's specific for those people. The third dose should be administered at least 1 month after the second dose. And we are contacting our patients with those diagnoses. If you have questions about whether or not you qualify for a third dose or it's recommended for you, you should talk to your healthcare provider. It is a pretty limited list. For example, HIV patients are only recommended for this third dose if they have T cell counts consistently below 200 or are uncontrolled or untreated. So it's not just every person who is immunocompromised. You'll hear that in the media right now that immunocompromised people should get a third dose. But there are some specific guidelines. So check with your healthcare provider. You may need a third dose. We are still doing Tuesdays in the tent for vaccination events. We are not requiring written documentation, but people who need their third dose are welcome to come through that vaccine event. And the booster is different. That's for everybody. That's a general booster. President Biden has come out and talked about the booster being 8 months after your second dose, probably likely to start in late September. That has not been authorized yet by the CDC, so we are not doing boosters at this time. When the booster is authorized and we have we have vaccine ready to give boosters, we will announce that widely. But right now, we're looking at third dose for people with those specific conditions, and boosters probably will be released in about a month. That's the thought anyway. The other thing I wanted to mention is that we're going to start a new testing regimen in Mendocino. So we're going to do Mondays in Mendo at the Mendocino Cafe between 9 and 10, and have test kits available. You should get your results in about 48 hours. So if coming to Fort Bragg is a hardship at all and testing in Mendocino would be much more convenient, our team will be there starting this next Monday for Mondays in Mendo. And as always, you know, again, Tuesdays in the tent, we did see 112 people come through on Tuesday for vaccination. The majority of them were first dose, but we had, you know, some people coming in for their second dose to finish up their series and some people coming in for their third dose. So oh. I'm really glad that we've had increase in turnout. As far as the zip code data, in Fort Bragg zip code, we have 68.5% of our eligible population fully vaccinated and 76.5% with at least one dose. Little River has 60.7% fully vaccinated and 66.6% with at least one dose. Mendocino, 81.1% fully vaccinated and 89.4% with at least one dose. Westport, 84.8% fully vaccinated and 95.2% with at least one dose. They're almost there. Albion, 62.4% fully vaccinated with 71.5% at least one dose. Casper is now 40% fully vaccinated with 45.1% at least one dose. And Elk is climbing a little bit, 37.4% fully vaccinated with 42.9% at least one dose. Ukiah has also made some gains with 58.6% fully vaccinated and 69.6% at least one dose, and Willits 55% fully vaccinated and 65% at least one dose. So those two communities have definitely made some gains over the last week.
Yeah, and I just want to emphasize that in the last 3 days, we have gotten a report each day from County Health, unfortunately, of another COVID death. And in each situation, the individual in question was not vaccinated.
Exactly. The vaccine is meant to keep us from getting severe disease, staying out of the hospital, and not dying.
Yeah. Lucretia, thanks so much for all this information and also for keeping up the testing and such. And thanks to all of you out there for listening to the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.